The readings that Matt and Kristen have chosen for their wedding have many themes running through them, but one of the themes is all-out passion. As I've learned to say and learned many times in another fellowship to which I belong, half measures avail nothing. Half measures avail nothing. And I want you to remember that day by day when perhaps you're too tired or too overwhelmed or feeling not well enough or. Half measures avail nothing. The first reading from the book of the Song of Songs is considered to be one of the most erotic pieces of literature ever. Now, you need to go to some of the other chapters to get really what it's about, but it is one of the most passionate pieces of prose. And there it is, almost right in the center of the Bible, as if to remind us that God loves passion. That there is nothing good or honorable in half measures. Half measures avail nothing. And then the E.E. Cummings reading. Now, it wasn't read that we could tell that everything was in lowercase, but you know that's E.E. Cummings' style. And he draws our attention to what he is to say, and what he is to say is be totally passionate. Wherever you each are, there is your heart. Whenever, wherever. However, I mean, all these words that talk about unbridled passion and concern. Maybe one or two of you at this moment think, is this talk of passion really taking place in an Episcopal church? Especially is it taking place with irony of ironies, an Englishman talking about it in an Episcopal church. But I have come to learn that God loves you both and me and you with an unbridled passion. And part of that receiving of God's unbridled love for us is that we have unbridled love for others, and especially within this commitment of husband and wife. And then the gospel reading. Now, it took you by surprise, some of you. It wasn't the classic translation of the Beatitudes. It's from an invigorating translation called The Message. But Jesus is saying again and again that when we live life to the full, then we are blessed, makarios, happy. All too often translations have taken that word and reduced it to blessedness, a sort of ecclesiastical standard, where in fact Jesus is talking about an unbridled passion for life. Half measures avail us nothing. I said to Matt just before the ceremony that it's interesting that a relationship that began sort of in a comedy club, and there was so much I could have added to that, but I've not. But the relationship that began in a comedy club now finds its beautiful culmination in an Episcopal church. In fact, pardon this, once only did I try to be a stand-up comedian. And as you can tell, it failed utterly. It's sometimes been said that Episcopalians do not laugh, they only smile loudly. What a pity. Laugh, enjoy, cry, but do it all with a commitment to passion. Half measures avail nothing. And I leave you with this message, which I've said already. Whenever you begin to fail on that journey, remember, God loves you with a passion. Amen.
Good job.